Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced the position statement from the Polish Society of Allergy and Polish Society of Sports Medicine on asthma and exercise-induced respiratory disorders in athletes. In a second post, we summarized the study where the authors found that a patient who sustains a second anterior cruciate ligament rupture was less psychologically ready to return to sport after an initial ACL injury than those who do not re-tear their ACL. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors completed a prospective study to assess if psychological readiness to return to sport is related to injury among people with a primary anterior cruciate ligament injury. The authors analyzed data from 115 participants who were under 20 years of age, injured during sport, undergoing a primary anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, had no prior history of knee injury, and returned to sport. All participants completed the anterior cruciate ligament return to sport after injury scale, which is also abbreviated as the ACL-RSI. This was completed prior to surgery and again 1 year after surgery. The ACL-RSI assesses a person's readiness to return to sport. Based on an online survey completed by participants 2 to 4 years after surgery, the authors classified participants as either uninjured or having a second ACL injury. Overall, 21 participants sustained another ACL injury. Prior to surgery, both groups had similar readiness to return to sport. However, at the 1 year follow-up, a participant who would go on to develop a second ACL injury had lower psychological readiness to return to sport than participants who remained uninjured. On average, participants who would develop a second ACL injury had less than half the improvement in psychological readiness than their peers. At 1 year, the second ACL injury group reported being more nervous about playing sport, less confident in playing sport without concern for the knee, more frustrated with having to consider the knee with respect to sport, and finally, more fearful of re-injuring the knee by playing sport than their peers. The results of the current study offer valuable insight into psychological readiness of a person who may be at greater risk for a second ACL injury. We can infer from these findings that a person who is less psychologically ready to return to sport because of nervousness, frustration, or lack of confidence related to the knee, as well as more fearful of re-injury, may be more likely to sustain a second ACL injury after return to play. Interestingly, these differences were not apparent prior to surgery. Instead, participants who had a second ACL injury experienced less psychological improvement over the first year after surgery than those who did not sustain a second ACL injury. Clinicians should consider assessing a person's readiness to return to sport throughout the first year after surgery and have a treatment plan to address these concerns during the rehabilitation process. Further, the authors noted that the psychological readiness score and relative change varied a lot among the participants. This is a clear reminder that clinicians should see their patients as individuals and work to tailor a treatment plan for the individual patient. It should be noted, though, that one potential limitation of this study is that there is a chance that an important secondary injury may have been missed or occurred prior to the one-year assessment. The researchers attempted to identify all secondary ACL injuries, but this was through self-reporting at 2 to 4 years after surgery. Future research could benefit from reviewing medical records to identify any significant injuries, such as meniscal tear or second ACL injury, and when they occurred. It would be interesting to expand on these findings to learn if they applied to other age groups and across various sports. In the meantime, clinicians should counsel and treat patients individually and address a patient's psychological concerns about returning to sport while treating the physical injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article describing a meta-analysis where the authors found that balance training reduces the incidence of ankle sprains and improves neuromuscular control, postural sway, and joint position sense among athletes. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries, the courses, and the article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.